Page 16. 2. Read and listen. Match the pictures to the stories. Story time.
Family stories. Family stories are important. They help us learn about who we are and where we come from. Every family has a storyteller. My Aunt Jill tells lots of great stories about when she was a child. She often talks about my dad, her younger brother, my grandfather and grandmother, her mum and dad, and their dog. Here are four of my favourites.
1.
One day, the family went for a walk by the river with their dog. The dog saw some birds near the river. He wanted to get the birds, so he pulled on the lead and my grandpa dropped it. The dog ran. The birds saw him and flew away. The dog tried to stop, but he couldn't, so he fell into the river. But he wasn't good at swimming. Grandpa jumped into the water and helped him to get out.
2.
When my dad was a baby, he always wore green clothes. Green was my grandmother's favourite colour. But Aunt Jill didn't like my dad because everybody wanted to see him, so they forgot about her. Jill liked painting. She painted all day, every day. One day, when her mother was in the kitchen, Jill looked at her baby brother and had a great idea. When her mother came back from the kitchen, she almost dropped her cup of tea. Her baby had a green face and he was laughing.
3.
One day, when Aunt Jill was about 7, her mother had some friends at the house for a cup of tea. Jill wanted to help, so her mother asked her to get the sugar. Jill went into the kitchen, got the sugar bowl and put it on the table. One of her friends put some sugar in her tea. A few minutes later, when the lady drank her tea, she pulled a horrible face. The sugar wasn't sugar, it was salt. "I'm very sorry, I got the wrong bowl from the kitchen," said Jill sadly.
4.
One day when my aunt was about 4, she went shopping with her dad, my grandpa. He is famous in the family because he always forgets things. He got the bread and walked out of the shop. Jill was busy. She was looking at the sweets and didn't see her dad leave. Grandpa was almost home when he remembered Jill. He ran back to the shop, terrified. Jill was still by the sweets.
"Jill," he said, "I'm so sorry I forgot you. Are you okay?"
Jill looked up happily and said, "I'm fine. Can I have these sweets, please?"